It's more, the tempo is more faster. OTAs, I feel like, you know, that was just the first start of my everything, learning the system, learning how things go. But now the tempo is more faster, so I'm, like I said, I'm adjusting very well to this, and I feel like I'm having a pretty good camp.
I'm sorry if you already asked this, but sort of what has gotten you to this point, to have this good camp?
Just preparing for it in the summertime at the LTAs. I kind of look back on OTAs and look back on the things I needed to work on, and I did that on the off season, with that month before coming to camp, and I just worked on it real hard, and it's showing off now.
Were you around in sort of the Southern California area when guys were working out, or were you more on your own?
No, I was more on my own. I was back at home in Chicago, so I was getting it in at home, working hard as possible.
Do you feel like you're getting a good chemistry with Jared Goff right now? Because it looks like you are on the
field. Oh, yeah. We getting a lot of reps in together, so I feel like the chemistry is going great. Of course, it's a lot of things we need to work on. Just the timing and everything, but our chemistry going great. It's going to be a good one for me and him.
So how much have you been looking forward to the preseason games, really showing what you can do on the field?
I'm looking forward to it real bad. I can't even wait to the Cowboys, but I'm just ready to make it happen. Me and Garrett, I'm ready. I'm actually excited to see Garrett do his thing on the field, so, and hopefully I'm in with him, and hopefully I can make plays for him. So that would be good.
Between day one of camp and now, where do you think you've improved the most?
Just relaxing more. Not really overthinking things, but, you know, just relaxing, calming down. Not like my first day back, the ball was like, I was moving so fast, the ball was like shaking. I just told myself, yo, just calm down, just be you. And that's what I think I'm having good.
Were you guys overhyped because you were just nervous, but it was all amplified by the fans and the whole atmosphere?
Not necessarily nervous. I was just too excited, too anxious. And I just had to tell myself to calm down and just play ball.
The timing thing and the accuracy issues, is it receivers trying to get their routes down? Mm-hmm. Is it Goff trying to get used to this NFL speed? What do you think?
I think it's both, a little bit of both. Guys trying to get in and out of their breaks as fast as possible, and Goff trying to get his timing down. So, like I said, that's just things we need to work on, little things, and we'll get that done. Sure.
How much support do you feel from back home? It seems like you draw quite the interest as far as fans following you and wanting you to make this team and do well.
Say that again?
How much support do you feel from back
home? Oh,
home.
Yeah. Oh, the whole Chicago standing behind me, so I feel good to have the Chicago here with me. They supportive, very supportive, and it's all family, and it's all love at the end of the day.
How much fun are you having right now? I mean, I know you're a guy that you're always smiling. You like to have fun. How much fun is it right now?
I'm having a lot of fun, man. At the end of the day, you're supposed to have fun on the field. So just taking it day by day, each day at a time, and having fun, making plays, and doing what I do best.
What about your teammates so far? How are you fitting in?
I feel like I'm fitting in very well. Like I said earlier, with the vets, I'm learning from them, learning how to be successful like they are, and following behind their footsteps, Tavon Austin, Kenny Britt, and I'm learning a lot from those guys.
How's the attitude? You've got a kind of a winning attitude now, like a positive attitude in the locker room?
Oh, yeah. They want to be successful, and they forcing it on the young guys because they want to win so bad, and it's only our job to, you know, pick it up and play more faster.
And besides the vets, you know, there's a lot of young guys in that room. What's it like in the receivers room, you know, with so many rookies, with so many young players?
We just learn from each other at the end of the day. The things I make a mistake on, the other rookie learn from it. And we just help each other up, man, uplift each other. When somebody drop a ball, we come behind them, show support, and try to build back up. Because I can be honest, when a rookie drop a ball, it's not okay. So that's how I feel. And I just try to think of it the next play on and keep playing.
How would you describe the coaching style of Coach Groh and trying to bring you guys together?
He's a great coach. His coaching style is, I feel like it's aggressive but laid back at the end of the day. He wants his guys to be successful on the field. He wants to see us use our technique. So it's only right that we do it. And once we do it, you can see a big smile on his face. So he's a pretty cool coach.
I apologize if you've already answered this, but what was it like being Michael Thomas when there was multiple Michael Thomases in your draft class? Did that?
It's only one Michael Thomas. It's only one me. I mean, I'm from Chicago, so I just do me, represent myself. So.
You ready? Thanks, Mike.